And there's no fear that your sound will get lost in the expanses of a massive field and about 80,000 people, no?
Nah, not really. It's whatever, you know. We try and make sure that at least it's better to have that happen than to go up there and be phony, you know, to be masquerading as a rock star, you know. It just doesn't work for us.
And when you finish your set, are you looking forward to hanging around and catching the Foo Fighters and the Black Keys? Are you fans?
No, absolutely. It's kind of a really awesome thing for us, because one of the first gigs I ever went to when I was 15 was Foo Fighters. So it's pretty wild this far down the line, you know, like 15 years later to be playing on the same bill together. So it's kind of surreal. So we'll definitely be sticking around for that one.
And what about the Stone Roses the following day?
You know, it kind of passed me by, really. In the 90s, I was way more of a... I mean, I was a grunger, really, what people would have called a grunger. I was really into Nirvana and Sonic Youth and stuff like that. And so a lot of the bigger British bands, I was looking to America at that point. I didn't really listen to much British music, and particularly when Britpop came a little bit later. I never really listened to any of them bands. So I'm more excited about Foo Fighters and Stone Roses, but
okay.
Personally.
Guitar music, it's not quite fashionable at the minute, not as much as it was certainly, say, about 6 or 7 years ago. Do you ever have any temptation to move to a sort of different sound, or are you quite content with where you are?
No, we're totally fine with it, you know. It's like, I never worried about trends or fashion too much, you know, and I think that we were definitely like, we got stigmatized as being like malcontents during that period anyway, you know, when guitar music really was in fashion, it was like, it was a little bit disconcerting, really, because you were expected to operate on a certain level, you know, and I think that was something we weren't comfortable with, and we used to always say, oh, we're just waiting for the ship to sink so we can go back to doing what we were doing. And yeah, maybe that was a bit bratty of us, but this new period right now definitely reminds me of like the late 90s, you know, where Big Beat was the hip thing and everyone was saying that guitar music was dead then. And I think these things just come in waves, really. I'm definitely, I know I said it at the start of the interview, but I'm definitely enjoying this period a lot, you know, like for the Cribs, I feel like we're having one of our best times. So I don't want to say I'm disaffected by whatever's going on in the charts, but really I'm perfectly happy with our niche, you know.